From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. House lawmakers, by an overwhelming majority, have signed off on a bill to cut federal spending and avert a government shutdown. The measure approved by a 335-91 vote by the Republican-controlled House. NPR's David Wellness at Capitol Hill, he says the Senate will likely quickly follow suit, though the vote buys only a bit of time.
This two-week extension of government spending takes $4 billion out of what had been scheduled for spending, but it kicks the question down the road to March 18th when that funding will run out. And the big question is, what about the rest of the fiscal year, which ends at the end of September?
NPR's David Wellna. House Republicans last month approved a measure that will cut $61 billion from agency operating budgets over the second half of the fiscal year. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has released a two-year spending plan that cuts $1.5 billion in aid to public schools and local governments while avoiding tax or fee increases, employee furloughs, or widespread layoffs. However, it would be dependent on a separate proposal that eliminates collective bargaining rights for most public employees. Walker says his plan is aimed at closing a massive budget shortfall.
We need the savings in the budget repair bill, because Wisconsin faces a $3.6 billion deficit.
Walker's defended the proposal to end collective bargaining rights for public employees, saying it will give state agencies needed flexibility. In Libya, there are reports clashes continue between anti-government forces and troops loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. In a city some 30 miles from the Libyan capital, rebels say they were able to repel an overnight effort by Gaddafi loyalists to take back the town. NPR's Jason Bobian is eastern Libya and says there are also reports of attacks on another city just west of the capital.
We're getting reports that the city of Zawiya, which has been attacked repeatedly, it's about 30 miles west of Tripoli, that it was attacked again, that forces loyal to Gaddafi again attempted to retake this town, and we are hearing again that was unsuccessful. That has been the sort of the focal point recently. There was also some recent bombings further towards the center of the country, where some aircraft attempted to bomb some ammunition depots. That's been the main two hotspots here at the moment.
NPR's Jason Bobian. Hundreds of northern Ohio residents are out of their homes due to flooding, the town of Findlay bearing the brunt of the damaging floods, according to Bill Cohen of Ohio Public Radio.
The main street of Findlay is under 3 feet of water, according to the local emergency management agency. And there's good reason, says the county sheriff, Michael Heldman.
The Blanchard River normally flows in normal weather conditions at about 2 feet, and today it is around the 16-foot level.
In recent years, Findlay has suffered through almost annual bouts of river flooding. They include a flood in 2007 that was described as worse than the 1913 flood that devastated the whole region. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 168 points. This is NPR. The U.S. government says it is considering the resumption of food aid to North Korea amid fears that some of the country's people could starve following what has been a harsh winter there. Special Envoy Stephen Bosworth told members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today the U.S. is assessing the level of need there following a request from the reclusive country. He said any aid effort would have to involve effective monitoring to make sure those civilians most in need are receiving it. A 30-mile stretch of major highway along Florida's Atlantic coast is open again today after a 13,000-acre brush fire closed the road and prompted evacuations. And Nicole Creston reports from member station WMFE in Orlando, high winds are continuing to fan flames there.
Some passing rain showers cleared out the heavy smoke that kept Interstate 95 and US 1 closed until late this morning. But wind gusts of up to 20 miles per hour have returned to the area, and fire officials say that makes battling the blaze more difficult. The wildfire has already consumed thousands of acres in the mainly rural area 25 miles north of Kennedy Space Center, destroying two campgrounds and some mobile homes. Nearly two dozen people have been evacuated to shelters, and 1,400 residents are currently under a volunteer evacuation order. For NPR News, I'm Nicole Creston in Orlando.
While women have made major strides in terms of education, their pay still lags behind their male counterparts. That's according to a new White House report out today that says women, despite holding more high school, university, and master's degrees, earn only about 75% of what men make. Administration officials are touting the document as the first comprehensive look at the status of American women in the workplace since the 1960s. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington. Support